Friday the 12th of April. I'm Alan, we have Helen, Velvet, and we're on High Street, almost outside the Halifax, and we're going to have a walk up to see what changes have happened on Fargate.
Yep, that's right. By my watch, it's just turned 2:15 in the afternoon, and it's fairly mild weather-wise, slightly breezy, quite warm.
Yeah, not as sunny as it was earlier, is it? But there we go.
And there's quite a lot of people around, which I guess we would expect when we've been here on a Friday afternoon before. It can be considerably busier than the rest of the week. So we'll take a walk up. She's working at the moment, but isn't she lovely though? Have a lovely day. Thank you. Thank you very much. Oh, thank you.
So
we're just walking up past McDonald's on our left at the moment, which, yeah, is now open 24 hours a day. So, and as we walk along now, we are right alongside HMV, which wasn't accessible when we've been on previous occasions.
So all the way. So actually move, there isn't up there.
Yeah, there are still barriers, and they're on the right of us. There's actually a couple of South Yorkshire Police vans there. One of them's a mobile CCTV unit, and one of them is a regular police van. They're parked up the other side of the barriers, but clearly there's still some work going on. But the barriers are, yes, more in the middle, so we are now able to walk right alongside Boots. There's still a couple of bollards, but they're there anyway. All very new paving slabs underneath us. I don't know if you've noticed the difference from...
It does feel a bit different, yeah.
Yep. So
it doesn't feel as undulating.
Yeah, it's all blocked off to our right, and they are digging up all of that cobbled bit which was there before. And I've just realised, Alan, that although we can walk easily into Boots now, we have actually reached the end of this little. We're blocked off now.
Oh,
I'm sorry, I hadn't realised that.
So we've got to go around and go back anyway.
It's possible to get into the Cafe Nero that's just next to Boots, but apart from that, we now have to backtrack. So yes, you can get to Boots, you can get to HMV, but no, to actually make any further progress, we have to walk back on ourselves, and there's a gap in between the barriers. Again, it's a bit tight with people coming in both directions, so... Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
So, yeah, we're now going round in an arc to rejoin Fargate, but on the other side of the barriers where all the cobbled bits are being dug up at the moment. There's nobody actively working in there. The ice cream van is parked in a slightly different place, but is here as it usually is in these brighter months. And then it's quite narrow, having to navigate through all these big plant pots and concrete barriers.
Stop scavenging, madam.
It really is a tight squeeze, isn't it? So we are on the right-hand side now. I'm sorry, it's so congested. If we just take a step to the left for a moment, Alan. Okay, so... Right, we can go back into the middle, but it's a hodgepodge of different surfaces where there are still the original cobbles which have been down for a few years, which they've been digging up in places, with patches of other paving slabs and other bits which are barriered off, which are, yeah, in a state of being dug up, basically. So, round to our left, there's... the little walkway, is that the Black Swan Walk? I get muddled up.
Just
at the end of Cafe Nero. And then, yes, Chapel Walk is still accessible. So we can go back round to the left now. And indeed, we would be able to get down Chapel Walk. So there's a barriered off bit to our left and also to our right again as we rejoin the left of Fargate.
A good detour around.
It is. There's some deep crevasses to our right behind those barriers. And we're now approaching Marks and Spencer's, is on our left. So, and we can, it's clearly accessible to any of the doors at Marks and Spencer's on the left now. There's various barriers still in the middle of Fargate, but it's possible to get through.
Yeah, because we had to go all the way across, especially to Lush at one point.
We did. And now, Lush is accessible on the other side. There's a walkway through on my right at the moment.
Just crossing through all the works in the middle.
Yes, because there's another bit barriered off. So Superdrug is on our left now. And I'm just noticing in the middle, in between two barriered off bits, there are some new, there's small paving. I don't know how to describe them. They're not the raised cobbly bits which were there before. There's still evidence of that on the other side near Lush. But in the middle, where it's opened up again, there are new sort of tilings. We can walk across. There's some textured bit just here. And then these cuts, so can you feel they're sort of like...
Can't feel that
small,
bit under my foot.
Yeah, they're flatter than they were before. If we were to walk a bit further, they're more like bricks laid down. I'm just taking this sort of horizontally across. Then there's this raised tarmac. And then we're back to the cobbly bits that were there before.
Oh, right.
And then if we were to go further still, it's just completely paved tarmac where you get sort of to Lush. So, it's still a real jigsaw of different surfaces at the moment.
So they put this hump in here to cover some sort of cables or pipework temporarily.
But I'm presuming that this surface now will be how it will be on all these other bits that have been dug up, which is why I've just done that little detour, because I'm presuming that is exactly how it will be in the middle as well. So there's still an empty shop on our left now, and then we're Vision Express Opticians. And then it's a bit of a tight squeeze to get through this little bit.
Hoarding and stuff.
Yeah, there's all the hoardings.
This is the hoarding where they've knocked down, isn't it?
It is, which we realise that's where Top Man Top Shop used to be.
There's a lamppost of some description in the middle of the walkway.
Yeah, there's an old sort of telephone box thing that's not in use at all, but it's still there.
Oh, right.
And a tree in the middle. Now, round to the left, that's where, this
view of
St Mary's Cathedral, which was totally blocked off before when the big shop units were there.
And about a week or so ago, when it was up here, they got diggers excavating something in there.
Okay, so they are still sort of working away at it. So it is possible to get down Norfolk Row through a walkway to our left. But in front of us, a huge barriered off area where the three shop, to get to that you'd have to go, right round up to the town hall and back again, right. I think.
So now we're sort of heading towards WH Smith's.
That's exactly in front of us now, as we have to go horizontally across Fargate, and then we can rejoin this walkway through the middle again. Still got the cobbledy bits now underneath us that have been there for quite a few years. Can't hear any buskers today anywhere.
No.
We've quite often had somebody along here at some point, especially on a busy afternoon, haven't we?
We usually have, yes.
So as we walk now, there's the Tiger Sugar place.
Oh, the one with the tiger in the window.
That's right, the cafe. And then on the right, yeah, hoarding and sort of container things. And lots of glossy pictures on the hoardings of Sheffield and everything that we could be proud about it.
There you go.
Fairly open as we come up towards Surrey Street now. Goes down to our left with the town hall in front of us.
And what are all those barriers like on our right to get to HL? Probably not a good place to stop with the wind.
It is a bit windy. This is one of the things we need to be aware of. The weather conditions, isn't it? So one of these huge plant pots again. We can go around this way. Okay, so to get across to, yeah, to H.L. Brown or anything on that side, it does involve walking up. We're passing the town hall to our left at the moment as we go across this paved area. But you really have to go right round
it's
now.
Still a big detour around, yeah. What are they doing?
Yeah. So you'd have to cross over. We've got Barclays Bank across from the town hall, which is on that corner facing H.L. Brown on the other side. And as we come up to the town hall and look at it directly, we can see that the clock says 2:30 at the moment. Right. So I presume that they'll chime out a few bars. But relatively easier to actually get along Fargate, but still some big detours and some getting a bit confused if you're not aware of them,
exactly.
Like I just took us
especially,
to.
Yes, we can access Boots easier from High Street, but if you want to go any higher than that, you've got to go back and all the way around.
That's right.
So, okay.
Okay, shall I press the stop button?
So, yeah, we can end it for now.
Okay.